customers are older to purchase.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Law.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me for another hour of Auto World, an exciting one. It definitely lies straight ahead as we bring forth one of my favorite guys in the entire automotive world. He is an esteemed automotive journalist. Writes for many magazines, including Car Driver and Auto Week. He's also the automotive editor for the Orlando Sentinel newspaper down in Florida. Stephen Cole Smith is going to be our guest this entire hour of the broadcast. So that means you can call us up at any time, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or via the email boblongradio@yahoo.com, boblongradio at yahoo, as my daughter says, yahoo.com. Right now, let me remind you quickly about the trivia question. We left it in play just for a few more moments, because I can't believe that you folks have not come up with the answer to what I hereby proclaim this an easy question. Which domestic manufacturer gave us the front-wheel drive sedan during the decade of the 1980s called the 6000? The vehicle, by today's standards, certainly wouldn't be receiving the accolades that it did back then, but believe it or not, it made a number of 10 best lists. I believe Car and Driver had it on its list a couple of times. The hottest version of this vehicle, which was called, I believe, the STE, who made the 6000. And no, it wasn't Ford. No, it wasn't Dodge. No, it wasn't Plymouth. No, it wasn't Mercury. No, it wasn't Lincoln. Who made this vehicle? 800-259-9231. We go down to his palatial Florida estate and welcome one of our favorite guys, Mr. Stephen Cole Smith. Stephen, how you doing?
Doing good, Bob. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thanks very much. Let's talk a little bit about your background, Steve. This is something I've never had the opportunity to dive into, but are you a Florida boy at heart? Where did you grow up?
I originally grew up in Memphis, went to school at the University of Missouri, first journalism job in Louisiana, moved over to Dallas, Fort Worth area, then up to Car and Driver in Michigan, and somehow found my way to Florida after that, after 7 years of frigid weather and rusty vehicles in Michigan. That was all I needed up there.
I'm going to remember that in the coming months here as I may ponder Michigan or Florida. I think Florida sounds a whole lot more friendly to me. But when you lived in Michigan, whereabouts did you live? Did you live near the Car and Driver headquarters? Is it Ann Arbor?
Yeah,
is that where they are?
I was in Car and Driver is Ann Arbor, and I was in Superior Township, which was a little bit north and a little bit east. We kind of lived right on the edge of the country up there. And you know, there's a lot of things I miss about Michigan. I miss being that close to the automotive center. I miss the lunches with some of the executives and just how close you were, to seeing people. And now when I get back up there, I try to renew all the acquaintances I can. But there's something about living in Detroit if you're covering the automotive industry that probably, I guess if you're going to cover the government, you need to live in Washington. And
yeah,
cover automotive, you need to at least live in Detroit once, because I still have a lot of friends up there. So I miss it, but not enough to where I'm willing to move back to the north.
It makes a lot of sense. I mean, I still think, it's definitely a hotbed of activity, certainly with the with Ford and the Chrysler Group and GM being there. I mean, some of my former employers there at Motor Trend would say that California is the new Michigan, but I don't believe that, Steve. Detroit is still Detroit. You know, L.A. is a different story.
Yeah, there's plenty going on in L.A., but the only thing going on in Michigan, you know, the number one thing is cars. I mean, there's plenty there, but that's certainly the number one thing on the agenda, whereas cars has to share a whole lot with the Los Angeles area, including showbiz and traffics and earthquake and everything else. So, yeah, I think if you're just talking cars, there's no better place to be than Detroit.
Let's talk a little bit about how you got interested in becoming an automotive journalism major. How do you got into writing about cars? I know you're an avid motorsports follower and reporter. Was there a time in your life that you wanted to be a driver? How did this kind of shake down?
Well, I never really had the resources to be a racer. To some extent, I do now, but you know, it's too late. I know that Richard Childress and Roger Penske aren't going to call me, and you know, having discovered racing in the Chump Car Nationals last weekend at Iowa Speedway, and believe me, even if they did call, they would call with condolences about how that weekend went. I've always liked cars. You know, it's just growing up. My first car was a Volkswagen Beetle, which I promptly traded in for a Mustang Mach 1 when I was 16.
Very good.
I was working two jobs even during going to high school to pay for it. But it wasn't until 1984. I had no idea that I would ever be able to write about cars as much as I liked the idea. It just didn't happen for a guy in Missouri or Louisiana or Texas. There just wasn't any opportunity. And certainly our red car and driver, William Jeans, was a big influence on me, a writer for Car and Driver, and then later my editor there. But it wasn't until 1984 when I was at the Dallas Times-Herald that we started a new section, and my editor said, "You like cars, don't you?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, why don't you write a weekly road test column?" Well, at the time, there wasn't any real press car presence in the Dallas area, so I called the local BMW distributor and said, "Can I borrow a car for an hour?" And that was when the 318i first came out, and I drove a 318i for an hour and wrote a story about it. And from then on, it became easier to get cars, and the press fleet showed up fairly quickly. And I've averaged at least a car a week, I guess, since about 1985, meaning I've driven pretty much everything there is out there, and I continue to drive every car that someone will bring me, not because, you know, it's not necessarily exciting driving cars the way it was then, but I feel like as part of my job, I need to be as familiar with every product that I possibly can. So I still, I still appreciate, I've got a Jaguar 2012 R Series out there now that's about $135,000, but maybe the most positive review I've given a car all year just ran in the Chicago Tribune and the Orlando paper and a few others on the new Hyundai Accent. I mean, for under $16,000, that's a car I could cheerfully drive every day. And I know there was a story in the American Journalism Review just a few weeks ago about how journalists tend to love the really expensive cars and dismiss the cheap ones. But I've never been like that. If you can entertain me for under $20,000, then I am really, really excited about your car.
Absolutely. And for me, it's all about value, too. I mean, that's why I always like, you know, the Corvette when it was a little bit more, you know, cheaper than it is today. I mean, it always had a great value equation, and certainly the BMW 3 Series has always had that, but continues to creep up in price. But I'm curious about this Hyundai. I mean, Hyundai is a company like Kia that's really on fire. What were some of the things about the Accent that really struck you about this vehicle?
Yeah, I was actually uncomfortable with how much I liked the car. It was an SE, which had the slightly bigger tires and wheels, and it had a six-speed manual. It comes with a six-speed automatic, too, which is a step up for an entry-level car to have two six-speeds. And I actually liked the car so much that I called a friend of mine out of California, John Furley Huffman, one of the journalists whose opinion I value. Yeah. And he was just working on a comparison test with the Accent and I think the Yaris and a few other cars. And I said, "Am I off base? Do I really like this Accent that much?" And he said, "Absolutely. It's a fantastic car." So after that, it's just a very familiar feeling car. You sit down, everything is where it's supposed to be. Instruments and controls. The six-speed manual is not quite like a Miata, but it's pretty darn close.
Wow.
Handling is excellent. It's just 138 horsepower, but the power is so nicely balanced across all 6 gears that
wow.
The thing is almost like a little sports car.
Cool. Hang that with us, Steve. We'll be right back.
The way is clear.
For the latest new car reviews, automotive news, and industry trends, check out thelongdrive.com. You'll also find interviews with car company executives and designers. All this and more at thelongdrive.com. Isn't that right, Lucy?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. We finally have an answer to this long overdue trivia question. This Pontiac, of course, Pontiac made the 6000, and I believe the hottest variant was the STE, made a number of top 10 lists in the decade of the 1980s. We want to Congratulate Tony, listening in Pennsylvania. Thank you, Tony. And we'll throw out another trivia question in this hour. Stephen Cole Smith is with us, automotive editor for the Orlando Sentinel, contributor to Car and Driver, Auto Week, and many other publications. And he's telling us all about his recent drive and impressions of the Hyundai Accent, the all-new Hyundai Accent. And Steve was really blown away with this. And Steve, it sounds like this vehicle is not only great value, but also offers almost a mini-esque driving experience. Do we still have Steve? Have we lost Steve? That is a question. Have we lost Steve? We'll have Matt work on that. Meanwhile, while we get Steve back with us, we'll throw out another trivia question. Why don't we just do it? We'll just keep the trivia questions a-coming. Are you ready for one? Here we go. All right. We'll make it a relatively easy one. Who made the Imperial? Which auto manufacturer gave us the Imperial? This vehicle was around in Grand State for a number of years and then went away and then was resurrected also during the 1980s and early 1990s, mid-1990s, and now it's gone again, maybe for good. But who made the Imperial? It was like the ultimate luxury sedan from this particular maker. Another domestic car question for you. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or email me up, boblongradio@yahoo.com. When you get a chance, check out my new website, which is automotiveradionetwork.com. We're still not quite there. Hopefully very soon we will be, and we'll be streaming automotive radio, including this program, 7 days a week, and lots more. So you're going to want to check that one out. I'll keep you posted on that front. But in the meantime, we'd love to hear from you. And again, any winner on today's broadcast will get a prize courtesy of Warren Tracy from the Busted Knuckle Garage in Arizona. And Warren, the last I heard from Warren, he was scheduled to be on that TV show. It's on Friday nights. I don't know what network it is. Let me stop and see if I can think, because the channels in my area here have flipped their network affiliations enough times to make your head spin. So let's see, it's on NBC. NBC, yes, it's on NBC. Shark Tank on Friday nights, and he was supposed to be on there. I don't know what he would be presenting, though, because Warren's been in business for a number of years, so maybe he's got some cool projects somewhere up his sleeve that he's looking funding for. I also know that he's looking to expand his store base. He's been a web-based business. He has his first real store in Arizona. Maybe he was looking for funding for that, but it's been all quiet on the Busted Knuckle front. So what does that mean? If you would like to chime in on that, I would love to talk to you about it. At 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, a little before the top of the hour, I was talking about this hot new Camaro, the ZL1 Camaro. I have a few ticks. I have a few problems with the current Camaro. Number one, the trunk is useless. Absolutely useless. The Challenger trunk is a real trunk that you can put real stuff in. And I'm not wild about the interior on the Camaro. I mean, yeah, it's nice and it's retro, but give me a real navigation screen. Give me a real stereo. Don't give me all this plastic stuff. You know, I know that they're making some adjustments to it, I think for 2012, so hopefully that will be folded into it. But when it comes to pure performance, this ZL1 Camaro may trump the Shelby GT500 and the Challenger, the SRT8, which is packing for 2012, a mighty 470 horsepower, 470 pound-feet of torque. Next week, when I'm in the great state of Michigan, I'm going to get behind the wheel for the first time a Chrysler 300, the new Chrysler 300, the let's say, midlife cycle update for the 300, significantly revised but not totally new. I have no idea which variant they're giving me, whether they're giving me the 300C with the Hemi, that would be my preference, or whether they're giving me the new 3.5-liter Pentastar V6, which I hear is a great engine, and that would be fine. Believe me, Whatever they give me is going to be just fine with me. I'm not going to complain. Right now, in the Long Auto World test garage here in suburban Boston, we have the brand new Fiat, the 500, the 500C. Very unusual convertible design, kind of like a sardine can. You open it up and the sides stay up, but it is an attention getter. You know, just driving it around my local town here. I live in a rather small town, smaller than the town that I grew up here in Massachusetts. This town has only got about 15,000 or so folks in it, and you know, thank to God it was a Lamborghini or a Ferrari or a Bugatti. I mean, people were looking at this car, and I will admit, I mean, it is a styling statement. It's got a very cool interior, lots of luxury touches, lots of upscale things. 25 grand, though. This one's loaded. 25 grand. I know the starting Fiats are in the $15,000 range. This is kind of the extreme range of the Fiats. Great fuel economy, more airbags than a Mini, even though this vehicle is smaller than a Mini, a good handling car running on 15-inch wheels. This one's an automatic transmission that I have slow. No matter how you slice it, it's a slow vehicle, but it's a fashion statement vehicle, and especially women, and especially young women, and especially teenagers. Teenage girls love this car, so if they got rich dads, you know, if there are enough rich dads out there who want to give their teenage daughter a perfect high school graduation gift, maybe this is it. Is there a business plan for it? Is there a business plan? If I went to you on Shark Tank saying I'm going to build a car for rich dads to give to their teenage daughter on the graduation from high school, I don't think they would give me the money to start the project. But what's your opinion? 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We await the reappearance of Stephen Cole Smith down in Florida. And we have him back. And before the break, we were talking all about the Hyundai Accent, which is a very cool vehicle. Steve had the opportunity to check it out. And Steve, I'm kind of getting from you a feeling that this vehicle kind of has the dynamics and the sportiness of a Mini. Is that true?
I think that may have been one of the things I said in the review, that it's a Mini. It has the same kind of appeal, and we own a Mini, so I'm pretty familiar with it. You know, for $4,000 or $5,000 less, this car had pretty much everything I would want, including satellite radio, and I think it listed for about $15,800, which admittedly is higher than the 2011 model. If you remember, the Versa and the Accent were both fighting for the cheapest model of under $10,000, but this is a whole lot more car than it was last year.
Sounds very cool. We're going to have more with Steve. Matter of fact, he's going to be with us the whole hour. Don't go away. You're listening to Auto World.
Seems I always end up driving by.
TrueCar.com presents The Grocery Store.
Excuse me.
Yeah?
How much are the tomatoes?
Well, that depends.
On what?
On how much my produce manager says they are.
What?
Ludicrous, isn't it? Having no idea what something you're about to buy will cost? Then why accept it when buying a new car? Well, that ends today, thanks to TrueCar.com. TrueCar.com tells you what others paid for the exact same car you're looking to buy, and then they give you an even better price. And the best part is, you get a TrueCar.com price protection certificate. Print it out, give it to the TrueCar.com certified dealer, get your new car.
So what did the produce manager say?
Well, he's got to talk to the store manager.
Log on to TrueCar.com today and see how much you can save.
Okay, store manager talked to the produce manager, who talked to me.
How much are the tomatoes?
Well, these are really nice tomatoes.
Goodbye.
I'll make you a great deal.
Want a great price on a new car? You need the TrueCar.com price protection certificate. Get yours today, only at TrueCar.com. That's TrueCar.com.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts.
Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
One of our favorite guys is with us, noted, esteemed automotive journalist and radio host as well, Stephen Cole Smith. He's an expert in the realm of motorsports, writes for Car and Driver, Auto Week, and of course, automotive editor for the Orlando Sentinel. You can read him in the Chicago Times and many other publications as well. And we're talking about the new Hyundai Accent. While we had a little phone disconnection there, I was ranting on a little bit about my very brief experience. I'll have to give you more of my rundown, but just had the new Fiat, the 500C, dropped off in my driveway up here in suburban Boston, and very thankful to get behind the wheel of the vehicle for the first time, and unusual convertible design, you know, kind of like a sardine can, Steve.
That's exactly what it's like. There's other comparisons to a sardine can about the car too, but you know, I like the little car a lot. It's not a mini; it's cheaper, but it's certainly better than a smart car, which is
not
pretty close
smart.
To damning it with faint praise. It's a good looking car, and they're marketing it well, but I think they're looking for people who are younger than you and I, who remember the last time Fiat came here and left, and those of us who refer to it as "fix it again, Tony" cars. You know, it's not exactly a great heritage to build on, but they've certainly done well in Europe, and hopefully, you know, they're starting out slow, and they've got more stuff in the pipeline. So hopefully, this little 500 will hold up as well as it does in Europe, and they'll get a toehold here because it is a really neat little car.
It is. It's a very much kind of a fashion piece car. It's got a lot of nice touches. And interesting that you bring it up because a 40-something-year-old woman stop by the house, and her expression was like, I can't believe. She says, I didn't know Fiat was still around. She evidently didn't realize that they had left for 25 years or 35 years. And the other thing that I noticed driving it is young females, teenage girls, love this car. They love it. So, you know, if there are enough really rich dads out there that have the means to buy the ultimate high school graduation gift for their daughter, you know, Fiat's got it made.
Absolutely. And, it's, you know, the price of the Mini has creeped up. I don't think you can get one for any under $20,000 anymore. It's probably going to be more like 21 or 22. And you can get a pretty nice Fiat for, you know, the high teens. And if you're just looking for a fashion statement, like you said, I think the Fiat works just as well as a Mini and just as well as anything else small on the market right now.
Exactly. The one I have is pretty loaded with the gun rails, and it's, you know, like you say, the regular Fiat's got a good base starting point and definitely a good fashion alternative to the Mini, and certainly for those who live in a city or who are very fuel conscious, it's a great choice. But the thing that really kind of dropped my jaw on this one that I have, 25 grand, Steve, 25
wow.
grand. It's loaded to the gun. But the gun rails.
For a car they're advertising at under $16,000, that's a heck of a hit. But, you know, I did go to our local Fiat dealer. That's actually where the Mini dealer is, too, and I've had my car serviced there. And I walked the lot, and there were some, you know, fairly inexpensive Fiats on the lot. They weren't all $22,000, $25,000. You know, the convertible top is nice, but they charge a premium for that. So you can get into that car quite a bit cheaper. But, man, let's just say there are other cars for $25,000 that I'd consider before I would think of the Fiat 500.
Definitely. You have me intrigued with the Jag, or as they like to say, Jaguar, in your driveway. Is it the XKRS?
Yeah, it's a 550 horsepower.
Another reason I need to move. Another reason I need to move to Orlando. This is amazing.
I stopped and ran into Walmart last night and left my wife in the car with it idling for about 15 minutes. And she said she was getting tired of rolling the window down and telling people what it was and what it cost and how much horsepower it has. It's almost a blood red, a dark red color with kind of gray wheels. I think it may be the best-looking Jaguar I've seen in years. I mean, it's just a knockout. And it is firm riding. It's very close to, you know, a sports car, a lot more than a lot of the XKRs have been in the past. But, man, it's the little thing's a rocket ship. And, of course, for about $135,000, you would expect it to be. But it's certainly the most satisfying Jaguar I've driven in a long time.
Yeah, no, it's a beautiful piece. I'm a big fan of Ian Callum's work. And, you know, I sat in the car at the New York Auto Show and, you know, just was drooling over some of the aerodynamic touches that they have on it. And the seats, looks like they've upgraded all the XK seats, which is definitely a good thing. But, you know, it's almost, you know, why buy an Aston Martin? Because it kind of is nine-tenths an Aston Martin, and Aston Martin has creeped up a little bit with their prices. So if you are lucky to be shopping in that neighborhood, this is a cool choice.
Yeah, anytime you get into six figures, I think your choices are, you know, I don't know what I would get if I had that kind of money. But this car would definitely be on the list. Just if nothing else, it is, you know, it's still the basic style of the XKR that came out, man, what, 1998, I guess.
2006, actually. Yeah, 2006.
It's been refined to the point where it's just, you know, it's just absolutely contemporary and just a knockout to look at.
Yeah, I know that because that's the year I got married, and I had the XK, the all-new XK for 2006. So, yeah, Ian did a great job with that, and kind of a timeless design. I know, you know, they've made some tweaks, and this is by far the best-looking one to date. Let's talk some racing stuff. So what's the story of this chump car race? Tell us all about that.
Well, there's two series like this. One is a chump car, and one of them is Lemons, you know, the 24 Hours of Lemons.
Oh, JRM.
The idea is that you get the team together and you race a $500 car for, you know, 7 hours, 14 hours, whatever. This at Iowa Speedway, which, of course, is a 7/8-mile NASCAR track that Rusty Wallace designed in Newton just outside Des Moines. is the first real championship. It was an invitation only for the Jump Car Series. You had to have either finished, the car has to have either finished on the podium of previous races or have been specifically invited. So there were 50 cars that, you know, John Condor, the guy that runs it, tends to stay in character. And I said, so these are the best of the best. And he says, no, they're the worst of the worst, which, you know, is certainly his mantra for talking about how they call them crap cars and everything else. But still, 50 cars out there, and a bunch of them were Porsche 944s, BMW 3 Series, BMW 5 Series V8, quite a few Miatas. I mean, I'm not sure how you get them down to the $500 level. There's some long involved bookkeeping where you can convince them that it's a $500 car. But, you know, there were guys with pool suits on out there that's worth more than $500, much less the rest of the car. And I had never done one before. I thought this would be fun. So I actually paid for a ride. I'm doing a story for Auto Week on racers who pay to race, which is basically what keeps the Grand Am and the American Le Mans Series going. You know, Nothing against those guys, but, you know, a rich guy pays for the car, and then they hire one or two really good drivers, and then go out there and form a team. And I thought this would be an interesting sidebar to be sort of the poor man's version of this. And it's it was $700 for the almost 26-hour race. They added enough to it to where it was the longest endurance race in the country. And we just had bad luck. I mean, we had a fast car, but things like exhaust bolts backing out, shorts in the electrical system, problems like that. But interestingly, the two cars that were at the top after almost 26 hours were 10 seconds apart. And that was not because they were bunched up under a yellow flag. There was no yellow flag for an hour and a half at the end. They were racing that hard. And the second place car just ran down the first place car and putting 10 seconds down when the checkered flag fell. And pretty darn interesting race. 50 cars, about 30 of them running at the end, which is a higher percentage than I think you'll find at Daytona or Le Mans. So $500 cars, I don't think so. But still, it was fun to be out there with.
Oh, it sounds like a blast. We're going to have more with our friends Steve and Cole Smith straight ahead as Auto World continues across North America.
Are you knee-deep in debt? Do you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt? If you have any type of debt, call the Debt Relief Help Hotline now. There are laws in place which may allow us to lower your debt up to 70%. Call 888-344-3932. With one easy phone call, we may be able to cut your monthly payments in half. This is your opportunity to be debt-free. Take back control of your life. Call 888-344-3932. That's 888-344-3932. Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us here today on Auto World. I'm Bob Long, along with Stephen Cole Smith, esteemed automotive journalist, automotive editor, the Orlando Sentinel, contributor to Auto Week on Car and Driver and many other publications. We're talking about all kinds of stuff, new vehicles and the Chump Car Racing Series that Steve had the opportunity to participate in recently. Steve, what was the vehicle that you were given to drive this race?
It was an Escort, an older Escort that had a 2-liter ZTEC turbocharged engine in it. And as you and I both know, the Escort, of course, did not come with a turbocharged 2-liter ZTEC engine. So the guys that built the car, I think this was its sixth race in the Chump Car Series. So it was a proven car, and it was just little piddly stuff that went wrong, you know, a fuse blown here. The very first thing that happened was the electric fan froze up, popped a fuse, turned the car off. Unfortunately for us, the guy who built the car was not able to make it. So when we did have electrical problems, there was a lot of hieroglyphics going on trying to trace down wires. One wire that we went to a relay, we traced it all the way into the engine compartment, around the engine compartment, and then back into the cockpit. And we had no idea why it was wired that way, but it kind of slowed us down. And eventually, the thing that put us out was we had four pistons, and two of them had big holes in them, which, you know, even the most dedicated Chump Car driver is not going to do very well with that. So we just ended up watching the rest of the race. So that's a gamble you take. I mean, there were cars crashing and cars blowing up and cars that you wouldn't expect making it. There was a Triumph TR6 and a Saab 900. And son of a gun, if both of those cars didn't go just flawlessly all the way to the end. So you never know what was gonna last and what wasn't, and what was going to be fast and what wasn't. But we weren't that fast, and we didn't last. So hopefully maybe next time we'll do better.
Yeah, it sounds like a great idea. And like you say, kind of a good piece for an upcoming edition of Auto Week. I was out, as you know, with my pinky in the air at Pebble Beach, and there's just something about those, you know, mega-rich guys with their mega-rich historic racing vehicles, you know, million-dollar cars, and they're out there on the track. It's kind of sickening after a while. There's no other way to say it.
Well, they're really not my people. You know, I appreciate what they're doing, but I think I may have shared this story before, but I remember a guy telling me who's much richer than you and I will ever be. Not that that's a lot of money. And he said that he was at Pebble Beach and unloaded his car and had it all nicely laid out when a guy next to him rolled up and actually brought out new sod to put down on the already beautiful sod at Pebble Beach, and they thought, okay, that's enough money. But the cool thing about Trump Cars and Lemons is that, you know, for, you know, $600-$700, you can actually race at some of the great tracks in America. A Trump Car is coming to Sebring, and they're running the full 12 hours of Sebring course in a couple of weeks. I mean, that, you know, yeah, you can get out there with track days with your street car, but that's not the same as actually racing fender to fender, going just as fast as you can. So this is a real chance for guys like you and me to sort of check one thing off the bucket list, to be able to get out there and race on some of the really great tracks in the U.S. for not a whole lot of money.
That's a really good point, Steve. And Florida certainly has a lot of great tracks. I mean, that's one thing that I just realized recently. As you know, I've been kind of pondering a move in the not-too-distant future and seriously considering becoming a resident of your area. And when you stop and think about, you know, the racing history of Florida really runs quite deep.
Absolutely. I mean, we've got, you know, we've obviously got Daytona and we've got Homestead. Within an hour and a half each way, I've got the best 24-hour race in the country of Daytona and the most famous endurance race at Sebring, not far away. But the thing I like about it best is, you know, is I'm a short track guy, and probably 50 weeks out of the year, there's somebody racing somewhere nearby. If not drag racing, oval track racing. There was a monster truck shootout about 20 miles from my house last night. You know, when I was in Detroit, you know, basically things would shut down about the end of September and not crank back up until March. But down here, you know, when you have a choice of places to go to watch racing in December and January, it makes you feel like you're probably living in the right place if you're a guy like me.
Yeah, no, it certainly makes a whole lot of sense. And the other thing that Bill Warner brought to my attention at the Amelia Island Concours, because he had a whole class dedicated to vehicles named after places in Florida.
Yeah, that's my favorite show. You know, Pebble Beach is wonderful, but Bill Warner has taken all the good things about Pebble and added all the good things for people who are not big fans of Pebble and turned it into Amelia Island. Bill basically started a car show so he could do all the things he wanted to do as a fan. Like, you remember the last one, he brought the entire Cannonball Run crew, meaning Brock Yates, Dan Gurney, Bill Broderick, the hat guy. And these are all people. Well, Bill Warner actually was one of them, too. He was one of the first guys to race in Cannonball Run. So Warner is getting to get all the people together that he would like to talk to and he would like to see, and fortunately so would everybody else. So that show is just growing by leaps and bounds, and it's something we look forward to every spring down here.
Absolutely, and that's not a far journey from your neck of the woods either.
No, it's a couple of hours. You can pretty well go in the morning and maybe spend the night and come back the next day. It doesn't drag out over 4 or 5 days. You know, it's an easy in on Saturday and out Sunday night, and you're still home in time for the 10 o'clock news.
That's very cool. And let's throw out as a trivia question, see if somebody can come up with a name of a vehicle that was named after something in Florida, a place in Florida or a historic place or a racing venue. It's kind of I'm trying to give away some hints here without giving away the store. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and whoever comes up with the answer will have the results, will have the prize given to them by Ward Tracy from the Busted Knuckle Garage. So what's next for you, Steve, on the calendar? Have you got any new vehicle introductions you'll be attending or any other events you'd like to tell us about?
It's going to be racing mostly, Bob. I think I've got the Grand Am finale in Mid-Ohio next week, the Sports Car Club of America runoffs the week after that, Petit Le Mans, the season ender for the American Le Mans series, I think is the week after that. I'll be actually hopefully racing in the Mazda Miata MX-5 Cup race there. So If anybody wants to see a fat guy drive around in the back, I'll be that guy. So come out and say hi and say a few prayers for the guy, hopefully, because that's a pretty scary track. I think that's about it for a while. I'm ready to stay home. We're getting outside the hurricane season down here. We keep getting hit by hurricanes that make a turn at the last minute, and hopefully they'll keep doing that. So if you're moving down here, wait till November, because then you'll have 6 beautiful months before you have to worry about watching the Weather Channel every day.
Yeah, that's good advice, definitely. And we got a little taste of the hurricane up here in New England, but nothing like you guys have had over the years. But still, sounds more and more intriguing all the time, so I'll keep you posted on that front. In the meantime, the feature you were doing with Car and Driver, doing some Q&As with famous folks like Ralph Nader and such, I haven't noticed any ones recently. Do you have any more of those upcoming?
Yeah, I've got Danica Patrick coming up shortly, and Dennis Anderson, the guy who drives the Gravedigger monster truck, which is sort of an interesting parallel to do those two people 2 days apart. Danica, I did a pretty long interview with her, and then a couple of weeks later she announced the NASCAR thing, so I had to go back to her and where we could talk about, instead of talking in circles about what she might be doing, we could talk in the present tense about what she will be doing. That, of course, is going to be the big story next year, I think, is all eyes will be on Danica. And she doesn't seem that affected by the pressure. I think a lot of her. I've really turned into a Danica Patrick fan over the years. I like the way she drives. She's very methodical. She's very measured. She doesn't get out there and drive 10 tenths. One of the great quotes I got from her is that she doesn't like to get out there and turn out a lap that's really fast and then wonder how she did that. She pretty well knows every lap, what she did, which consequently makes her look like she's not going that fast. But she generally sticks around for the races. She didn't have that great a night at Richmond this past couple of days, but then neither did a whole lot of people. But normally for her couple of years in NASCAR in part-time, she's gotten faster and faster on tracks she's never seen before. So I think next year for the last half, don't count her out. She's not going to be a champion, but I think she might be a contender.
Absolutely. Steve, Tom just flies every time you're with us. Thank you so much for your time here, my friend, and we'll be talking real soon.
Anytime, Bob. I hope to catch up with you in person soon.
Sounds great. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Lund.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, and investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.